Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Satriano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sonny Siebert. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Jansky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jansky. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Petrocelli strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Satriano hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Melton. Scott moves to third. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Melton hits a pop-up towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hopkins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Andrews for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Noop moves to second. Jerry Jainski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainski bunts towards the mound. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Noop moves to third. Berry moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Andrews. Noop scores. Berry moves to third. Jainski moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Carlos May batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jainski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Scott batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Josephson moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Knoop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knoop strikes out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Josephson moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jainsky is 0 for 0 in the game. Jainsky strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Josephson scores. There goes Hopkins trying to get to home. Conigliaro throws the ball into Satriano, who tags Hopkins, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Berry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Satriano is 0 for 1 in the game. Satriano takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Melton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Josephson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knupp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knupp hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Knupp reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knupp moves to third. One out. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jainsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Jainsky hits a line drive towards the mound. Siebert catches it and throws to third to double up Knupp. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Satriano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Satriano hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Schofield now playing third base. Rico Petrocelli now playing shortstop. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Fiore pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fiore hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. John Matias pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knoop is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Matias now playing first base. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Conigliaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Petrocelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.